The Tale of Actaeon. Ovid telleth in his book ensample touchend of mislook, and saith who whilom there was on a worthy lord, which Actaeon was hot, and he was cousin nee to him that Thebes first on he upset, which King Cadme hicked. This Actaeon, as he well miked above all other, cast his cheer, and used it fro year to year with hundis, and with great horness, among the woods and the thornes, to mark his hunting and his chase. Where him best thought in every place to fiend gamin in his way, there rode he for to hunt and play. Saw him befell upon a teed on his hunting as he come reed in a forest all on he was. He see upon the green grass the fair fresh flowers spring. He heard among the leaves sing the throstle with the knichtingall. Thus, ere he wist, into a dal he come, where was a little plain all round about well besain with bushes green and cedars he, and there, within, he cast his ee. Amid the plain he see a well, so fair there miked no man tell, in which Diana naked stood, to bathe and play her in the flood, with many a nymph which her serveth. But hey, his ee away ne swerveth fro her, which was naked all, and she was wonder wroth withal, and him, as she which was goddess, for shappen on, and the leakness she made him talken of an hert, which was to for his hundes stert, that run besiliche about, with many an horn and many a root, that madden muchel noise and cree. And at last, unhappily, this hert his own hundes slew, and him for vengeance all to drew. Lo, knew, me son, what it is a man to cast his ee amiss, which Actaeon hath dare abocked. Beware for thee, and do it not, for oft, woe that he detook, better is to wink than to look. And for to proven it is so, Ovid the poet also a tale which to this mater accordeth saith, as thou shalt hear.